Good morning. Snow has been flying across most of interior New York and New England overnight and early this morning. The lightest snow is in the western parts of the Mohawk Valley, the northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley in northern Vermont, where scattered snow showers will persist through the morning. Steadier snow in the Catskills and I-88, the greater Capital District, the southern Adirondacks, upper Hudson Valley, central and southern Vermont, across into most of central and southern New England. We'll see snow as a secondary low gets going south of Long Island and tracks to the north and east, east of Cape Cod. This will continue through about lunchtime before the precipitation moves out. Still, we could see another 1 to 3 inches of accumulating snow in most places before the snow winds down, perhaps a little bit more, especially in the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, the Berkshires, across I-90 through Massachusetts, and in the Connecticut Valley, perhaps another 3 to 5 inches of snow in these locations before things wind down a little bit later today. Either way, it looks better this afternoon as the storm pulls away. High pressure will build in, maybe even some breaks in the cloud cover, especially north and west, as temperatures hold in the 20s to around 30 for an afternoon high. Skies will clear out tonight, and it'll be seasonably cold with lows near 10 above. This will set us up for a sunny and dry day tomorrow with highs near 30, a bit of a breeze out of the northwest, but a comfortable wind flow as we get into the latter portion of the week, even milder, with a mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Friday, and even into the 40s with partly sunny skies over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. By the early part of next week, for Monday and Tuesday, it looks like some rain or mixed precipitation will be likely as another disturbance heads our way from the west. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front associated with this storm is moving east into the mid-Atlantic and southeast, and this will help set the stage for accumulating snow across south-central Virginia into central North Carolina, extending all the way to the coast. Rain will be the initial precipitation type along the coast, but a transition to all snow is expected during the day today and tonight across North Carolina. 2 to 4 inches of snow, locally more, is expected for inland locations, while 1 to 2 inches will be possible along coastal locations ending by tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, as high pressure currently over the south moves east over the next couple of days, westerly to southwesterly flow will develop across the middle of the nation, allowing for a significant warm-up. High temperatures will rise into the 30s and even lower 40s for the Dakotas today and tomorrow. In fact, for tomorrow, high temperatures are forecast to be a good 10 to 25 degrees above average across a sizable portion of the nation, extending from the central and northern plains into the western U.S. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, fog, and blowing snow, 9 above zero, with a west-southwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 26 degrees, the dew point 22, 84% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.32 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 34 below zero at Hoover, South Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and snow, mid-30s. Boston, snow, 2 to 4 inches in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, 1 to 2 inches of snow, with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 14. The average temperature, 22. That's right on normal for this time of year. 0.12 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday. It amounted to 1.9 inches of snow. For the month now, 7.8 inches, which is 1.6 inches below normal. And 19.9 inches of snow for the season, which is still 6.3 inches of snow below normal. There were 43 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 741 now for the month, and 3,094 for the season, which is 120 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1889, and the record low, 23 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:49 p.m., 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with light snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clearing tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with steady snow this morning, winding down this afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30. Clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with light snow through the morning, drying out this afternoon with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Clearing tonight with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with steady snow through the morning, winding down during the afternoon with high temperatures in the middle and upper 20s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Light snow through the morning, winding down early in the afternoon, drier weather later with high temperatures in the middle and upper 20s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy near 30, a mix of sun and clouds mid-30s on Friday, partly sunny and dry over the weekend, lower to mid-40s both days, and a chance of rain or mixed precipitation on Monday and Tuesday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.